So our text for this morning's meditation comes to us from our gospel reading from Luke. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at the very least, the parable of the lost coin and the parable of the lost sheep demonstrate to us how important each and every one of us, each individual, every single human being really is to God, our loving Heavenly Father. Now, David, king of Israel, David the psalmist knew that God pays attention. He pays attention to each and every single one of us. Describing that attention our Father in heaven pays to us all in this way, O Lord, David wrote, Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path, my lying down, are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge, it's too wonderful for me. Well, such knowledge might have been too wonderful for David, and even continues to this day to be too wonderful for our new man, that created by the Holy Spirit within us. But it's not too wonderful for our old Adam or man in general, both of whom are skeptics when it comes to God. For what does a single individual human being in general matter to God? So such skepticism. What does God's knowledge of him or her matter in the least? God's direction. I mean, how can that even be? How can it be that God is interested in me as an individual? There are, after all, over 8 billion, that means 8,000 million people on the planet. So how is it that God could have interest in me, tiny, little, insignificant me? Of course, our text tells us otherwise. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need not repentance. And then again, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Just one. One person, one individual, one human being who repents. Why? Why? Well, we, that is each and every one of us, is something incredible. Something amazing. That is an unbelievably wondrous creation of God. Of greater value, greater worth and wonder than all the other living creatures that God has made. We're something. Really. Here's David again, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. Psalm 8, David speaking, God, what is man that you're mindful of him and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. And you have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, all, also the beasts of the field and birds of the heavens and fish of the sea. See, we actually are, each and every one of us, quite something. We forget that Scripture is all about God, our loving Heavenly Father, interacting with man, with individual man, with human beings, one on one, those whom God has made in his image. Think about that. How many times we see that in the Bible, God speaking to one individual. Think of Adam, Eve, Cain, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, with whom God spoke every day in the tent of meeting. Samson, kings like David, Solomon, and Hezekiah, prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Elijah, and even people like Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian, and Cyrus, the Persian, and Cornelius, the Roman. And what better example of God caring about each and every individual human being there is but the Apostle Paul, about whom we heard in the epistle reading? Paul, who went from persecuting Christians, that is, from persecuting Christ, to proclaiming Christ. Why? Because Paul was confronted by Christ with the simple question on the road to Damascus, and that is, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? Well, by the preaching of the Word of God, by the sharing of the Word of God in printed material on the internet, via radio and television, what is God, our loving Heavenly Father, doing but calling out to each and every one of us, each and every person hearing His voice, why are you running away from me? Why are you ignoring me? I created you. I know you. I know what you're doing. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're going to say even before you say it. And I want to show my love to you. I want to take care of you. I want to guide you in the best way you could possibly be guided while you live on this earth. Realize what you're doing by running away from me. Repent. That is, look at yourself and realize that your life and your heart and mind and soul could be so much better, so much more peaceful, so much more joyous if your life was lived a different way. That life is my life, the life I gave to you, and the life for which you were made to live. So return to me. Return to the Lord, your God. I'm gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. So much love, in fact, that I had my son, Jesus, die for you. I had him shed his blood for you to cover up all of your mistakes, all of your missteps, all of your blunders, all of your sins. Believe that he has done this for you and your sins are forgiven, and live then acknowledging who you are. My child, created so gloriously, so fearfully, so wondrously, I love you. And I want to take care of you. And I will do it. How much rejoicing in heaven there will indeed be when you, yes, you, return to me. Why? Because you are so, so very important to me. Now, all of this is amazingly true. The parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin demonstrate that this is so. And yet, how hard is it for us to believe? To believe that God, our loving Heavenly Father, cares for each and every one of us. And here we can be fickle, can't we? And a bit inconsistent with our lives. Ironic even, for while it may be hard to believe that God is paying such close attention to everything that we do, how easy it is in contrast for us to believe instead that the whole world is doing so. That the world is interested in each and everything that we are doing. That we as individuals are so important, so vital, so essential to the world that it focuses its powers upon us to somehow keep tabs on us as individuals and manipulate us. Is the FBI tapping our phone? Probably. The CIA monitoring our house via satellite? Not beyond the level of believability. Is China tapping our computer and reading our emails? Is Russia watching us via the camera on our computer? Sure, there are 8 billion people in the world, but what each and every one of us individually is doing is so vital, so important, so essential. The world must know they must know every last little detail of our lives. We're that important. So we can think. But how can we entertain such notions about our importance to the world and not think that we are even more important to our Creator. But the fact of the matter is, tragically, is that we're not that important at all to the world, are we? We're not that important. We graduated from high school, and well, it didn't close down after we left. We thought it would, but it didn't. And that fast food restaurant we worked at in high school, it's still in business 40 years later, years after we moved on. Houses we lived in weren't turned into national monuments to our former presence, but simply became the homes of the next family that purchased them. Signing up for an email account, we found out we couldn't use our name because there were so many other people in the world with the exact same name that we have. So we had to put a number behind it. Paul Strawn, 784. Yes, the world does want our money, and it wants our talent, and it wants our skills, and it wants our worship, and then it wants us simply to go away. Stop taking up so much space. Walking around a graveyard after an interment can sober us up here a bit, can't it? As we read the names on the tombstones there and the plaques in the ground, and we'd like to think that each gravestone and every plaque is cared for so lovingly and continually by loved ones left behind, but the reality is, after the memory of that person is gone, after the generation that knew that person named on that tombstone or plaque also dies, that marker becomes meaningless. Meaningless to the world. So the tombstones in graveyards in Germany after 50 years or so, the stones are removed and the ground used for someone else. That's how important we really are to the world. How much the world cares about us. How much the world loves us. But the world is not our creator. All the world is to us is our competition. So let's be wise here. Let's realize this and grasp through faith in Jesus that our true value, our real value, our ultimate value is that of creations of God. Our loving Heavenly Father, creations, the only creations made in His image. And God loves us, truly loves us, really loves us. And as the Old Testament reading puts it, He delights in His steadfast love. That is His love for us that is continual. So when we stray from Him and we wander away from Him, He sends people after us. After each and every one of us, not to harass or to harangue or to arrest us somehow or restrain us, but to say, hey, come on back. I love you. I love you. I want to and will take care of you the best way you possibly can be taken care of in this world. Believe me, trust me, love me. For yes, 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 I in fact am watching you. I, in fact, am listening to you. I do know what you do on your computer. And I do know what you watch on television. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're wondering and hoping and are fearful about. And still, I love you. Believe in my Son Jesus as your Savior from you. As your Savior from this world, as your Savior from all your worries and fears, place yourself in my hands and then just see what happens. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.